So I'm driving down the road. My wife is with me, and she says she has something to talk to me about. A situation with a friend. She starts to be able to describe the situation, and I break in and I give her the solution to the problem because I know it's right. I know what the answer is. She's getting too caught up into the emotions and feelings of the situation, and I just need to be able to give her the answer. And she says to me, "You didn't even listen to me." And she's right. I didn't. Matter of fact, I didn't even hear the real problem because I was so involved in thinking what would be the right smart thing to be able to tell her in the situation that I didn't even really hear the actual problem. She was just telling me the circumstances. It's where it leads me to today's proverb found in Proverbs 18, verse 13. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. The Message version says this: to answer before listening is both stupid and rude. That cuts to the core. That cuts to the core. I don't know that I like this. You know, they were supposed to be doing our favorite proverbs. By no means, this is not my favorite proverb because this is one I need to apply to my life every single day. I struggle with my arrogance of thinking I know it's right all the time. Do you? No, of course you don't. It's just me. And so I look at this and I have to look at the opposite of what I should be doing. Ultimately, if to answer before listening is folly and shame, then ultimately I should be listening before ever answering. I want to give you this tip today. As you listen, don't listen to hear, but listen to understand. Imagine if you went into the doctor's office and they just gave you different things for what your symptoms were, rather than actually listening to understand what the root cause was. You said your leg was hurting. Great, we'll just give you some Tylenol. No, you don't understand. I actually broke it. Oh, you said it was hurting. I'm just going to give you some pain meds. No, they listen to understand so they can help understand and fix the root of the problem. When we just listen to hear, we're actually just trying to find a way to be able to insert our good nature, our thoughts, our wants for them. I would encourage you today, if we really care about people, then we seek to listen to understand, not just to hear. Understand who they are, what their wants are, their dreams are. James 1 says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. The more we apply this to our lives, the better the relationships we'll have in our workplace, at home, with our friends, and with our loved ones. Have a great day, everybody.